Speaker 1.
I'm in favor of keeping the monarchy because it helps Canada. It's a symbol of cultural unity. Whatever country you're from, whoever you love, whether you were born here or abroad, we are all loyal to the crown, and as such, it unites us. The monarchy also makes Canada more stable. It is a referee for our democracy. A good example of this is a British Columbia election a couple of years ago in which there was no clear majority, so the lieutenant governor, who is a representative of the monarch, considered the matter, went to other legal counsels in the community, and eventually decided to ask another leader to see if he could actually form a government. That's a way in which the monarchy can actually safeguard the results of elections.
Speaker 2.
So as a historian looking back at the 20th century, I have to say that it seems that a constitutional monarchy is a fantastic way to prevent tyranny. The United Kingdom is surrounded by places which didn't have this check on power and thus allowed their entire governments to be put in the hands of one guy who then proceeded to do terrible things. History is pretty clear that there is a deep, dark part in almost all of us that craves a strong man, a powerful person in a fancy hat in a shiny palace who seems to know what they're doing. And if you don't have one of these people, you find one. Russia did it, France did it, and the Americans absolutely do it.
Speaker 3. When it comes to this generation in particular, young people are interested in the values of fairness and in the values of representation. Whatever way you slice it, the monarchy is neither a fair nor a representative institution. There have been attempts by the royal family to reduce some of the mystery, invite the media in, and show the public what they really do. And what they've revealed themselves to be is a group of some very weird people. And I think that the more that social media, 24-hour news, tabloid press intrusion gets us to see who they are, how they are as individuals, which is people who have been made, in many cases, deeply unhappy by the institution that they were born into, the less people are inclined to support the monarchy, either as a political national institution or just a kind of, you know, old-school celebrity that they can secretly enjoy. Speaker 4.
At a time when all we keep hearing about is the cost of living crisis and our bills rising, the thought of the monarchy costing us over £100 million last year seems insane. When it comes to money, critics have called for more transparency and clarity with regard to the royal family. The Queen was a source of British soft power and diplomatic influence throughout her reign, making countless state visits and foreign tours that brought benefits for national security, influence, and trade. A 2017 report said that the monarchy generated an estimated £150 million worth of trade for the UK each year, so overall a clear plus.
Speaker 5.
So what if Britain finally got rid of the monarchy? I mean, this would be the craziest news story to ever hit the media, and who really knows what would happen? First of all, though, since they are part of the Commonwealth of Nations, all other 14 nations would have to agree and abolish the monarchy to remove it completely. However, looking at recent news and events, that doesn't seem like it would be an issue. Now that that's done, what happens next? Next would be a decision from Parliament. In theory, they could decide on a new family to rule the UK, but nobody would be crazy enough to do that. So, they would organise a similar form of government like other countries have, with a constitutional head of state with limited constitutional powers, no political powers. And there we have it! Finally, democratic top to bottom like so many other European countries have been for decades.